Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. Are you living a life of peace, a life of joy and full victory? Are you living your full benefits that God has given you? If not, why? Why are we not living out the life that God has given us? Why are we not doing the things that God wants us to do? Because we have a free will, right? And we feel that we need to help God out with what's going on in our lives. God has everything under control. God knows us way better than we know ourselves. He knows our thoughts. He knows our mind, but he still gives us a choice. What are you doing with that choice? Are you interfering when you say, Lord, take this away? Or you're praying and you give it to God and then you take it right back before the amen? Oh my goodness. How many times have we done that? We are all guilty of doing that, but this must end. It's too much going on in this world for us to try to figure it out. It's a lot going on technology-wise. It's a lot going on with these floods and earthquakes and hurricanes and winds and calamities. But the Bible had told us this and it has forewarned us. But it's time to get closer to God like never before, and we need to stay with God. He doesn't need our help. He just needs us to yield. He needs us to trust him. He needs us to be faithful, stay firm, and continue to give him the praise, the glory, and the honor, because everything that God has done for us, it's already done. And he's going to continue to do what he needs to do, but we need to yield. We need to get out of the way sometimes, and we just need to say thank you. We just need to go with the flow and just, you know, believe God for everything. He's not going to let any hurt, harm, or danger come near you as a child of God. So why do we worry? Why do we stress? Why do we think that we need to do everything when God says everything is paid in full? Everything that we have is given to us. We are his children and he takes care of us. Do you do that with your children? Do you constantly give them something and take it back or whatever? Or do they constantly, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need. And then do they keep coming to you every 30 seconds to tell you that they need it and taking it back? We need to focus and pay attention to how we're doing things, because if you turn it around, as God is our Father, we don't keep going back and back and back and back. We need to let it go. We need to believe God. We need to trust God. Just like the children trust their parents when they ask for something, they usually just ask for it one time and they already know they're going to receive it. So why can't we have that same type of childlike faith to know that when we ask God for something, when we believe God for something, that it's already done and he's going to do it for us. But he already knows what we need. So all we need to do is just thank him, believe it, receive it, accept it, and just wait. That's the word for today. Let's just wait on God. Everything that he is going to do for us is already done. Just like he says in the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth in us as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, everybody, please be blessed. Stay safe, remain with God, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you and tell you the things that need to happen. And begin to expect and receive signs, wonders, and miracles on a daily basis. All right, everyone, go and encourage somebody. Be blessed. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.